It seemed to me that Prime Minister Viktor Orban had a very different attitude on Wednesday in front of the European Parliament. He was more conciliant and he seemed willing to obey to the observations the European Commission had. What's your view on Viktor Orban's presence in the European Parliament?
Yes, I agree with you that last time, two times actually, last year, he behaved much more like a fighter in the European Parliament. And as much as he was able to show a different Orban with a human face, he was much more open to any criticism like ever before at this forum. However, he simply started his speech with talking about the achievements of the Hungarian government in the last almost 2 years and talking about only technical problems which might be corrected, in contrast to his own rhetoric back at home in Hungary, where he calls the changes revolutionary. Certainly, I think that many members of the European Parliament, especially in the big political groups, in the socialists, in the liberals, and in the green group, who now know Orban much better than maybe before, have not accepted any promises just because Orban behaved differently. And they insisted that there are maybe much more problems, and not only those three very important territories which were now mentioned by the European Commission and where the accelerated infringement procedures have started. So I think that in spite of his new tactic, actually it doesn't mean that he is ready to change everything. It's still a political game for him, how far he has to go and what he might be ready to accept in the coming months. But it's true that he was much more laid back than last time, and maybe he realized that he has to step back if he really wants to be a player in the European political arena, and also if he wants to have the loan, what is so important for Hungary, and this is the precondition of the IMF and the European Union, that he has to change some crucial laws and maybe even the constitution.
Do you think that his laid-back attitude can be the result of international press and columnists that are asking themselves that if Viktor Orban will be forced out of power, as happened to Mr. Berlusconi or to Mr. Papandreou, do you think that maybe it was one of the reasons he wanted to give the impression that he's open to dialogue and to compromise?
Well, I think that Orban considers most of the criticism in the international media a sort of conspiracy of the left-liberal political forces. And he doesn't accept probably any of these critical points at all. On the other hand, you are right. I think that they even exaggerate from this perspective the rule and the power of unknown market players who might be able to make some internal political changes in Hungary. I think that in Fidesz there exists a sort of view that Berlusconi was out because of the pressure of the markets, and they do not take the political process so important as probably it was. So I think that whatever reasons or explanations are behind it, Orban has become more cautious. And since the economic situation is getting worse in Hungary, and the European Commission has even started to talk about a new era when Hungary might not receive the transfers from the European cohesion funds from next year on, in case Hungary is not ready to get along with the budgetary rules, common rules of an economic governance in the European Union. So the pressure is now so big that beside whatever conspiracy theory, it made Orban change, and he went to the European Parliament, to Strasbourg, to show that he is willing to discuss any issues. But we have to be careful whether he is ready to make some cosmetic changes or whether he is ready to accept important changes. But I doubt that he would accept the essence of the messages by the critical political groups groups in the European Parliament and the international media about the whole system, what he is trying to construct.
Do you think that the problems are, as he said, can be softly resolved? How far do you think Orbán will go? We are not talking about those technical issues that European Commission started infringement procedures on. We are talking also about media freedom and all sorts of problems in Hungary.
Well, actually what the European Commission insists on are also quite important issues, cardinal issues, if you want, the independence of the central bank, the judiciary, or the ombudsman on data protection. These are fundamental political rights, what people should enjoy, and the government should not have influence on these territories. But there are many other issues, including the media, what you mentioned, and probably there are more or less 30 issues. You can even raise the question whether it's a breach of the treaty, as, for example, Guy Verhofstadt from the Liberals argued in the European Parliament. And it's the question what I cannot answer yet. There are many ways out of this deep political crisis of Hungary inside the European Union, which is a very unique situation, unprecedented situation for Hungary and for the Hungarian people, if you want. So I think Orbán will try to form the agenda in a way that negotiations with the European Commission should look like as only technical and very legal, whilst I think the pressure might be the same for a while on Hungary, both because of economic and political or democratic reasons. So it's not over, and I can imagine that other issues like the media laws are still on the agenda. It's not hidden forever. There is a committee, a high-level group created by the European Commission, which deals with the Hungarian media law and its applications. The commissioner in the European Commission in the college responsible for such affairs has also expressed her concerns, and so on and so on. So the issue is cannot be put under the carpet so easily. And I think that Orbán has to go more further, as he thinks, or that he can be very tactical, giving what the Commission what it wants, but also keeping the regime in its current situation or in current construction as it is now.
You mentioned the Liberals and the Greens from the European Parliament. Verhofstadt and Cohn-Bendit called on the European Union to invoke Article 7 of the Lisbon Treaty. Do you think that this idea can gather support so that such sanctions as suspending voting rights for Hungary can be taken?
Well, I think that it might happen on the long run in case the infringement procedures end up to a new phase when the Commission turns to the European Court of Justice if the Hungarian government is not ready to accept the objections of the Commission. And on the other hand, you need the Greens and the Liberals need a strong majority in the European Parliament, which is very questionable since the European People's Party's official position was to defend Orbán, or at least not to attack him. It might change because many conservative politicians in the world, and first of all the conservative media attacks Orbán on a relatively often, actually each day there is an article against Hungary, and not only in the left liberal newspapers. So it's not given that the conservatives might support Orbán, but I think they still have the argument that it's better to keep Orbán and Hungary inside the European Union to have a partisan and friendly influence on him than pushing him out and then losing Hungary and having an even worse crisis with a country which might leave the European Union at the end, or when you have to use sanctions against a country which was in the forefront of the changes just 20 and even 10 years ago. So it's still an open question, but it's very important that the question has been raised by the Liberals and the Greens in the Parliament, that some commissioners have started to speak about this option, like Cecilia Malmström in an interview. So it's not only a conspiracy anymore that this scenario might even have some real values, some realism in itself.
In this context, how can we understand the statement from Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk? He offered political support for Mr. Orban yesterday. He offers this political support so that the situation in Hungary is not blown out of proportion. Could we look at this like a solidarity between new EU countries when there are discussions about invoking Article 7? No country, after all, wants to have the voting right suspended.
Well, I haven't read this interview, but if I understand you correctly, it might be a good idea that the Polish Prime Minister, who is very highly appreciated in whole Europe, might become someone who mediates between Orban and some others. In spite of the old Hungarian-Polish friendship, the situation of the two countries are very different nowadays, and there are very critical opinion pieces in the Polish media about Hungary. And moreover, when just a couple of days ago the right-wing party Peace wanted to have a resolution to defend Orban against the European institutions, Tusk's party did not support this idea at all and did not defend the Hungarian government at this vote in the Polish parliament in the Sejm. So I think the picture is probably more colorful, but maybe that's a good idea in case Donald Tusk tries to explain to Orban that he reached something what we might call a wall, and he has to realize that he has to cooperate with others in the club and should not go too much further. I do not believe that there is anything like a solidarity between newcomers or post-communist countries when such issues are raised. Just want to remind you that the Bulgarian Prime Minister criticized Viktor Orban. I think it was even a good opportunity for him to show that Bulgaria is now more democratic than Hungary. So I think this logic does not exist, but what might exist maybe as a historic tradition is a Polish-Hungarian friendship which might survive in spite of the differences between the two countries.
How do you see the future situation in Hungary on the middle term? Hungary needs money. Hungary has to pay some debts in this period. How the things will evolve economically?
Well, most of the economists say that actually the economic fundamentals are not so bad in Hungary. If we have a normal economic policy managed by someone, another minister, or someone who accepts the European tradition and introduces reforms instead of some unorthodox, so-called unorthodox ideas, and creates a situation when the Hungarian economic policy looks credible and markets or market players will come back to Hungary with a new trust, then the situation is actually quite bad for the population. But in macroeconomic terms, Hungary is not going into a tragic position if we have a new economic policy. And also in political terms, in case there is a shift in the attitudes of the government, and maybe on the short run or on the middle run there is a real change of government, then the country might get out of this political and economic crisis in a couple of years, I guess.
I've seen protests on the streets of Budapest, and I was wondering, how is the alternative to Orban government? How is the situation of the opposition?
Well, we have a relatively weak and divided opposition, and this is very important because Orban changed the electoral law, and we will have only one round. So the parties in the opposition, I mean the democratic parties, not the extreme right-wing parties certainly, should cooperate already in the first round in the individual constituencies, otherwise they have no chance to make a necessary change in the government. So it's possible already because Fidesz lost many voters in 1.5 years, and together three political groups have a majority according to the polls, and it might happen easily that in almost 2 years this difference might grow. But you can also imagine the opposite, that Fidesz is having now the worst possible vote turnout and results if we had elections today in the middle of a parliamentary cycle. So we will see, but in case the opposition is able to cooperate and maybe to have common candidates in the individual constituencies, and perhaps there is someone who might be the symbol of the necessary change, if these parties can agree and the civil groups support them, there is an option of change of power in 2014. But something else might also happen if these parties and maybe a new party, a fourth party or a fifth party, which comes into the picture, if these parties do not cooperate and cannot get more than 50% at the next elections altogether, there is the negative scenario that Fidesz needs the extreme right-wing party to keep its power, and then Jobbik might become a coalition partner or maybe would support Fidesz from outside, and Fidesz wants to govern in minorities supported by Jobbik from outside. These are certainly even worse scenarios than the situation today.
Do you think that measures against Hungary and against Viktor Orban's government could rally the support of the Hungarians for the prime minister?
Depends what these measures are. If Hungary might lose its right to vote, it's not something what people might feel, ordinary people, the day after. If Hungary doesn't receive the transfers from the European Cohesion Fund and some important investments have to be stopped, the government might use this weapon against the European Union. I don't know how much it would work, because the huge majority of the people currently have lost their illusions in Viktor Orban and in Fidesz, but on the other hand, they do not want to vote for the parties in opposition. So there is a huge majority today of the people who do not have any party, not only affiliation, but a party as a choice at the next elections. That might change, certainly. We will see. You can always use a sort of nationalistic card or anti-European card. I'm not sure whether this will really work. It will work on the right side of the political spectrum, but there it's not really needed at all.